Well, I better get going. Your show's almost on.
And I got one thing to ask. Do you love me anymore? I see you sitting over there, and I know you do not care about the things I said. The purple lines we never met, the ways of time we could have been in each other's arms.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Why, yes it is. So get your parents' permission. And then ask yourself, how does that freaking idiot get into the studio every week and host the show? He's more immature than anybody, son of a bitch, and I gotta get my parents' permission? Just don't tell them. I hope you're all ready for another wacky, wacky, wacky week of comedy. Oh, you guess you are.
You use narcotics?
No, I don't need them. I'm high enough. I mean, Jesus freaking Christ, I'm up here on the 44th floor. Can you believe it? I don't need narcotics to get me any higher. I'm in one of those moods. I'm super, super excited to be here.
I'm an expert in goofing off, and this is goofing off.
You're right, it is, but I'm excited to be here this week once again. Hello! And welcome. Welcome to that tiny 2-watt radio program, the one I bring to you each and every week. Right here from the padded walls of my electric sandbox, we call it the Rockin' Comedy Show, and that would make me your host.
It's official. You suck.
Now, the votes aren't all out. Or are the votes all out? I'm confused. Because, I mean, here's the meter, and it's like a little bit of suckness. But yet, next to it, it's like a little bit of coolness. I don't know. I'm explaining, I don't know. I'm just here to have a good time. Maybe it's because I'm winding down. We've had week after week after week of just really good shows, and I'm winding down because it's... Oh, it's time for the Desert Fest.
Oh, damn.
No. No, that's a good thing. We like the Desert Fest.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, we all like it. You get to fester in the sun for a couple of days, pop back a few cold ones, hang out with some friends, watch some bitch-ass freaking... Ah, it's a great time out there. If you haven't been, how come you haven't been? I've only been talking about it since 1994. You think there's some sort of curiosity going on in your brain, like, hey, maybe I should go check it out. Wow. Like, I am definitely in need of a vacation, and now is definitely... definitely the time to take it.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, I bet you do. Anyway, next week on the Rockin' Comedy Show, it's a repeat of last year's Rockin' the Fest. It was the first time that we recorded the radio show out there. Speech Impediment Man was my co-host. We had a lot of fun. But because next week is going to be the prep of the fest, I'm going to be awful busy. So we're going to have the Rock and the Fest show for you next week. And I guess I should just point out that right now we're going to be doing the Rock and the Fest again. And my co-host is actually going to be Dino Mike this year.
Are you very sure you're not homosexual?
I'm pretty damn sure. I like the vajayjay and the boobs. Yeah. I can't get enough of them. I just want to put my face in them and motorboat them. Some might not agree, but I love the motorboat them. I love them. I love the vajayjay too. Gets me all. But not seriously, not the stinky one. Girls, if you want to be a skank puss, that's fine. Just don't get anywhere near Crazy J. I don't want to have to take 4 showers to get the smell of you off of me. All right? No skank pusses. I'll have a song about skank puss a little bit later on. Wow. When they said, maybe you should double up the medication today, I was like, nah, I feel fine. I guess I should have. But we're still talking about the fest. There's a lot of you out there that take advantage of the podcast opportunities and download the show with your iPod. Last year when we were on our way to the Desert Fest, we posted a secret Desert Fest show just for the iPod users so you could download the show and then take it with you and listen to the special Desert Fest show on your way to the fest. Well, back by popular demand.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
That's right. Back by popular demand. We are doing it again. A secret Desert Fest show. So don't miss it. It's going to be great. Now that we've got the fest news out of the way, let's tell you what's going on with this week's show. Of course, we've got Not in the News news. We love it. We've got some wacky stories for you. Some outrageous comedy, some rock that you guys have all requested. And if that's not enough, we're going to open up the Crazy J Classic Vault and pull out an interview that I did with funny man Henry Phillips on February 12th, 2001. It's a great interview. I haven't heard it in a long time, but I know the songs that he plays on there are great. So you're not going to want to miss that. It is going to be an outrageous show. It is going to be a lot of fun. Remember, you can email me anytime you want. It's crazyj@comic.com. I'm also at myspace.com/crazyj13. Well, we're pumped for the fest. We're having a great time. Let's keep it going with some rock. Here's Kiss for you now.
Don't be low, that's alright. We're millions strong. blames me. Cause that's who I am. Ooh. These are crazy, crazy, crazy.
All right. another drink. Me a little D-town fans all night. Run around town for a sucker fight. Looking for a ready little hole we think. Might get it up quick and buy us some drinks. We don't care about nothing but drinking and fucking and drinking and fucking. That's all we do. We don't care about nothing but drinking, fucking and more drinking. About is another dream. About is another drink.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Those guys are going to be rocking the fest. We call them Zero Fingers. They just had their CD release party at the Ice House. And fantastic CD. It is amazing. They're going to be rocking the fest. They've also got some other gigs around town. Check their MySpace or go to my MySpace at myspace.com/crazyj13. They are my friends in the top up there, so check them out. Zero Fingers rocks. We love them. It's going to be an amazing show once again out at the Desert Fest. But what do you say? Let's keep the drinking songs alive for at least one more.
Jukebox and some dude singing, guitar strumming, everybody just this way and singing loud and proud on Saturday night. I get off work about a quarter to five, hop in my truck and I make that drive to the Snowfield Bar at the edge of town. Belly up in order to double shot the crown. I love the sound of beer bottles clanking, music on the jukebox and sound.
Some dudes singing, guitars drumming, everybody just a swaying, singing loud and proud on Saturday night.
Y'all getting liquored up today. Give me something. Woo! Give me a hand. I'm already there, damn it. Woo! Don't y'all like to start your job that way? Just walk into the office Monday morning. Hello, intensive care. Here's the deal, gang. If you've never seen my show before, I've been drinking since 2 o'clock this afternoon. I have had I've got a major buzz going. If you don't like what I did, I really don't care at this point. I'm having a bit of the hair of the dog that bit me in the hiney last night. People, I got drunk last night. No, I didn't get drunk. I got face last night. I got so polluted I couldn't talk to people. I wanted to, but I I don't know. This guy comes up to me, puts his finger right in my face. He says, hey, man, are you drunk? Well, I just looked at him. Just you betcha. Boy, cops hate that stuff. Especially when you're on the interstate at 4 a.m. looking for a Waffle House. Gotta find a waffle! What is it about Waffle House that refuses to hire attractive people? Our waitress came up. She had one eyebrow and two teeth in the back of her head. Nothing in her mouth, just two snapped off in the back of her head. But I loved her.
Could you make me some biscuits? I'll show you my sling blade.
I'll tell you what, it got so bad last night, I am not sure, but I think at 4 a.m, I had a religious experience. Now, it's happened to everybody. 4 a.m, you get so pasted, you stumble into the john, you drop your knees, you hug the toilet, and you pray to God to forgive you for what you've been doing. Now, there's a conversation going on. You're not aware of it at the time, but you're talking. Not in English, but you're talking. You're wrapped around that receptacle. You see reflection. You get very philosophical. People, don't get me laughing here. We'll be here all night now. And I have to go sing karaoke in just a little bit. That's a Japanese word meaning we're really f***ed up. Let's go make asshole rubbers down.
Delta Dawes at Lover.
Anyway, you're having a conversation. You look into your reflection and you have a chit chat. You're just,
oh, damn, I get it.
Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this again. That always makes me so stupid. I don't know where the hell. Jaeger,
Meister.
Pretty well face here tonight. I want to do this. Oh no. Oh, damn it. That's wrong.
Todd Yon here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Oh, I love Todd Yon. He is a lot of fun. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am rocking the 44th floor right now and feeling real good. Why don't you email me, drop me a line, tell me what you think of the show. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. Right now, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Not in the News News and Oh, so much more.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Ah, there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it doesn't go fast.
He may sound a little strange to you and me.
Vroom. Vroom, vroom.
But to his 2-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car.
Yes, that is moving awfully fast.
Blue car.
Yes, the man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Play ball!
Now pitching, Dave Black.
Dave is about to catch his opponent off guard. Not with his nasty fastball. No, instead of a fastball, Dave will be hurling a tomato.
And the pitch.
Ooh. Using tomatoes as baseballs won't go over well with anyone. But if you're looking to hit the ball further and throw better, eating a healthy diet that includes fruits and vegetables is a home run. Packed with nutrients, they could help keep your body healthy and strong, giving you the energy you need to hit that grand slam. When you look at it this way, eating tomatoes is playing hardball against the competition. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You must be your fairy godmother. Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh, that does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Chris Valenti, Emotional Wreck, and you're listening to Crazy J Show. Thanks for listening. We hope you like it. And back to you, Jay.
Got a call from an old girlfriend of mine. How you been? Ain't seen you in a long, long time. I'm alright, was not expecting this. It's good to hear your voice, you sound a bit nervous. You broke up with Chuck, took the ring and left your man. That really sucks, so I see you miss me. Well, I'm so sorry, honey, but you're out of luck. Yeah, it's true, I loved you. When staring in your eyes was all I wanted to do. Well, I guess you don't remember this. You shredded my heart into a trillion bits. You dumped me on my ass for Dean. The rich kid who called you Snuggles on my answering machine. Back for a while,
till you took a ride with your Air Force pilot. You came back again till you met Dr. Ben. You think I'll be here for you? Well, babe, think again. I don't need you anymore. I know the score. You're only calling cause it's Friday night. You're lonely and bored. Don't need you anymore. This might have worked before, but after years of therapy, I now accept the divorce. I was lost under your spell. Tried to give you my heart, you only gave me your hell. There are people that I trust and people I despise. Well, do you think you fit with all your fucking lies? You always won, you're always right. I always let you down, how could I pick you up tonight? I moved on in my life. I put your mess behind me, so hang up and say goodbye. I don't need you anymore. You didn't cry before. You wouldn't stay with me, being creative and poor. Don't need you anymore. Don't show up at my door. You could've had me years ago, not now. You're 34. It's so sad that you're lonely. It's a terrible shame. You could be here if only you didn't selfishly throw it all away. So, so long. Good night. I have to wake up early, catch the morning flight. You must have heard the news. The record company wants to record my blues. So thank you for the pain. At least all of your bullshit was not wasted in vain. Too bad you won't enjoy the benefits, cause you'll be at home alone. I don't need you anymore. I'm not your boyfriend's store. And the memory of you, I completely abhor. Don't need you anymore. Don't even try to explore. Come anywhere near me, I'll drag your ass into court. Don't need you anymore. You bet your ass I'm sore. If you think all is forgiven, you're one dumb ass fraud. Don't need you anymore. I know the score. You're gonna tell me that you need me, but I don't need you no more.
Oh, another guy rocking the fest this year. Chris Valenti. Who else is rocking the fest? Well, this lovely lady here who was rocking the 44th floor last week. It's Sharon Paquette.
Really like your smile. Think I'll stay for a while. How did I get to your room? I think it's too soon. Something here we both know. It's too obvious to ignore. One night stand just won't do. I really like you. I wasn't expecting this. Fire in your kiss. I'm going home right.
Kiss, I'm going home right now. Oh.
there she is. Lovely voice. Oh, man, she's going to be rocking the fest as well. It's Sharon Paquette. You can find her on MySpace. It is Sharon Paquette Music. MySpace.com/SharonPaquetteMusic. It's P-A-Q-U-E-T-T-E. Had a great time with Sharon here last week. And she's playing all over town, but every other Thursday. It's like the first, third, and if there's a fourth Thursday, it's weird. The schedule's written down. If you go to my MySpace page, you can find out where she is performing around town. Remember, you can check out the official website for the show as well. It's rockincomedyshow.com. That's rockincomedyshow.com. I don't know about you, friends, but I feel like doing the news. Yeah, it is time once again for Not in the News News. It's one of our favorite segments on the show. Many of you like it. I got an email here that was a news story and was good enough to be the first story of the week. And I want to thank Diane Laneford from Lansing, Michigan for sending this one to me. So what do you say? Let's do the news.
Hey, you want to hear some great news?
This is one of those stories where it's like, what the fuck? I mean, honestly, they've thought of everything, those Japanese, those wacky, wacky Japanese. a cigarette vending machine in Japan may soon start counting wrinkles, crow's feet, and skin sags to see if the customer is old enough to smoke.
Outrageous!
Yeah, can you imagine? I'd like to get some cigarettes, and then it's just going to scan you with some radiation and burn out your eyes. No, I don't know if it's really... The legal age for smoking in Japan is 20, and the country's 570,000 tobacco vending machines preparing for a July regulation requiring them to ensure buyers are not underage. A company has developed a system to identify age by studying facial features.
Yeah. So step off. Stop wasting my time.
By having the customers look into a digital camera attached to the machine, Fuji Company Systems will compare facial characteristics such as wrinkles surrounding the eyes, bone structure, and skin sags to the facial data of over 100,000 people. With face recognition, so long as you've got some change and you are an adult, you can buy cigarettes like before. The problem of minors borrowing identification cards is... to purchase cigarettes could be avoided as well.
I'm not here for cigarettes or bubblegum, my boy.
Japan's finance ministry has already given permission to an age-identifying smart card called TASPO, a system that can read the age from driver's licenses. It has yet to approve the facial identification method due to concerns about its accuracy. The system could correctly identify about 90% of the users, with the remaining 10% sent to a gray zone for minors that look older and baby-faced adults, where they could be asked to insert their driver's license. Underage smoking has been on a decline in Japan, but Health Ministry survey in 2004 showed 13% of boys and 4% of girls in the third year of high school, those aged 17 to 18, smoked just about every day. Yeah. They love the smoking. They do. They just sit back, suck them down. Oh, this is a great story. Southwest Airlines says a passenger who refused to get off his cell phone...
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
says a passenger who refused to get off his cell phone during a flight found Dallas police waiting for him. The Dallas Morning News reports that police were summoned by Southwest officials and met the jet when the plane arrived at Love Field from Austin. Southwest spokeswoman Brandy King says flight attendants had repeatedly asked the man to get off the phone while airborne.
It was ignorant.
Police say the passenger was cited for disorderly conduct. His name was not immediately released. The Federal Aviation Administration bars use of mobile phones when planes are flying due to concerns about interference with navigation systems.
All systems go!
King says airlines can be fined up to $25,000 for allowing cell phone use, and passengers can also be fined. Yeah, so what do you think of that, bitch? We're doing Not In The News News, and these are some off-the-wall, wacky news stories. You may or may not have heard of these on your news. Police praised a young man who came to the aid of an elderly woman, saying that he saved her from certain death.
What's it like knowing you're about to die?
20-year-old Samuel Huffman pulled 82-year-old Marguerite Jones from train tracks at a Lodi crossing mere moments before she would have been struck and killed by an oncoming train.
I like you. You have balls. I like balls.
According to Jones, she was crossing the Union Pacific Railroad tracks on Locust Street when her motorized wheelchair tipped over, causing her to fall onto the tracks. I knew I couldn't get up, she said. I just knew I couldn't get off of the railroad tracks.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
Years later, that's still funny. Authorities say Samuel Huffman was driving by when he says, that's how it says it right there. He says Jones, it's supposed to be, he saw Jones lying on the track, seeing an approaching train. He got out of his vehicle and managed to pull her from the tracks just as the train passed.
Holy cow!
It was either sit there and watch her get hit by a train or do something, Huffman said. There was no way I could have just sat there. The train passed so close that the engineer believed it had struck them and stopped the train. A Lodi police lieutenant was nearby and witnessed the near miss. And authorities said the train missed Samuel and Marguerite by 3 feet.
Lord have mercy.
Exactly. Both police and Marguerite say that if Samuel had not acted, she would have been killed. He saved my life, and I love him for that, she said. Jones was evacuated by emergency personnel and was determined to be uninjured. Her wheelchair was utterly destroyed. Oh, this is a great story just to come out around Mother's Day. Tapes released this week describe in vivid detail a 19-year-old's alleged plot to murder her mother. That's right.
Okay, lady.
I'm your mother. Call me Mom.
Okay, lady.
Lauren Ashley Morrow and her boyfriend, Andrew Bland, are accused of conspiracy to hire an 18-year-old high school senior to kill Morrow's mother.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Karen Collins-Stibrell in Lebanon, Tennessee, all three have been charged with a conspiracy to commit felony murder. Don't shoot her in the face, please. Wait a minute. Wait. Don't shoot her in the face, please. Morrow allegedly says on these secretly recorded tapes, which was played in the courtroom this week, at a probable cause hearing on May 7th, Judge Barry Tatum ruled that there was enough evidence to send the case to a grand jury, which will decide whether to indict Morrow Bland and Joshua Stubblefield.
People who do that should be arrested.
And they might. Police say Morrow and Bland offered Stubblefield $150,000 to kill her, who has continued to be supportive of her daughter. That's right. I want to kill you, Mom. I just want to beat the... But she loves her dearly. That's the quote. Stribble, the mother, declined to comment any further, saying, "We both have Mother's Day this weekend. We need a little time for healing."
Sweet mother of God, what is the holdup?
Police said Morrow and Bland were arrested in November, wanted to collect what they believed would be $2 million in insurance.
Do you want to make more money?
You can have a closed casket. You just got to, make it look like a robbery, though. You know what I'm saying? A male voice on the tape says. Stubblefield wore a wire during the exchange, authorities said. Wilson County Sheriff Terry Ash says that he believes that the trio would have gone through with their plan if he hadn't intervened. I feel certain this would have been carried out. Morrow's lawyer, Jack Lowry, said the conversation was not something that's platable or acceptable, but insisted that Morrow had not committed a crime. There was never an agreement to kill her, he said. Kids sit down and talk about things, but they never follow through with it. It's the thrill of talking about it. They get ideas, and then they start talking about it.
What kind of sick mind would do something like this?
Exactly. I love you, Mom, but I'm going to shoot you in the face. Oh, this is one of those stories where you're just an idiot. A man who ended up in the emergency room told authorities he was showing his friends how to shoot the new gun he purchased when he accidentally shot himself in the leg. A 25-year-old Fort Walton Beach man told Akaloosa County deputies investigating the accidental shooting that he was explaining to his friends how to shoot the 357 revolver that he just bought. He said he pulled the hammer back on the pistol, and when he went to disarm the weapon, it accidentally discharged. A sheriff's office report on the incident said the man and his two friends, who were seated inside his truck during the incident, he took the gun from the glove compartment to show it to his friends, the report said. When the gun went off, the round entered his lower leg, exited without striking the bone, and lodged in the driver's side door panel, the report said. His friends rushed the profusely bleeding victim to Fort Walton Beach Medical Center. No charges will be filed since it was an accidental shooting.
Hey, that's great.
It sure is. I love that story. A judge in southern Ohio has spared a man accused of sharing a Little Debbie snack with a fellow inmate during prison time.
Yeah, that sounds pretty sweet to me.
You like that, Eric? The case involves 20-year-old Timothy Cudwell, who last year was held in a residential community corrections program in Nesenville for breaking into a bar. While there, prosecutors say he bought the oatmeal cream pie from a vending machine and shared it with a fellow inmate who was on restriction and wasn't allowed to eat any snacks.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, love!
I don't know if that's what it was about. Prosecutors in Vinton County asked Common, please, Judge Jeffrey Simmons to revoke Caldwell's probation and put him in prison for 9 months. Instead, Simmons says Caldwell will spend an extra 30 days behind bars and pay a $1,500 fine for his jail stay. Yay! And our final story for this segment of Not in the News is about Lisa Best. Lisa Best could not figure out why the front door to her home was locked and the key was missing. She couldn't figure out why her bathroom door was locked and water was running. So, she called the police.
That was fucking trippy.
When police officers kicked open the door to her bathroom, she had her answer. A man had found the extra key outside, let himself in, picked out a new outfit of her clothes to wear, and took a long hot shower. They found him sitting...
Listen, you sleazebag, get off my property, I'm tired of this!
Yeah, well anyway, like I was trying to say, they found him sitting...
Naked!
On the bathroom toilet. There was still a stench of my body lotion.
You smell kind of pretty.
Water was still draining from the bathtub, Beth said, and he was refusing to get off the toilet until he finished doing his business.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Police arrested a man who later identified himself as Tom Wilkerson for trespassing. Police Sergeant Andy Scroble said the man also identified himself as Antonio Wilson. Best believes he spent most of the day inside her home. Best said she locked the house when she and her two daughters left to go to school and work at about 8:30 a.m. He went through all of our clothes and picked out socks, some plaid shirts, a nice pair of black dress pants, and my underwear.
What about those split-crotch panties?
She said my neighbor said they saw him come and go to the store and smoke cigarettes outside on the porch, but they just thought he was a friend of mine. Beth said Wilkerson used the same strategy when police caught him. He told them he was a friend of the family and was just visiting. The time in the house gave him a chance to shower up using Beth's Victoria's Secret lavender body wash and shave. She could smell her body wash in the air and said there was still steam on the bathroom mirror. He was perfectly clean cut when we saw him, but he was wearing our clothes, she said. I couldn't tell you what underwear he was wearing, but I don't think I want to know.
All right, mister. Let's see those panties.
No one was hurt during the altercation, and Wilkerson was taken to the Marine County Jail. Beth said, other than the clothes he was wearing, Wilkerson took nothing else from the home. She said, I don't mind if we don't ever get those clothes back. It was scary, but it was so funny, too, she said. I couldn't be mad at him because I was just laughing way too hard. You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We're going to be back with more Rockin' Good Times right after this.
It's for the new McGruff Comic Activity Book.
And it's full of me.
The address is...
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
Hey, Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
It tells you what to do about guns and about bullies and drugs and about strangers who want to give you a ride. Games and puzzles, too. So for your free copy of my new comic activity book, just write...
Scruff, Scruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
Not bad.
Can I do it again?
One more time.
Scruff, Scruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
You'll be helping me take a bite out of crime.
A public service message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition, and the Ag Council.
So here's my cell phone number, my husband's cell phone number, and here's the number to the grandparents. The number of the restaurant we'll be at, it's just down the block. And I told the neighbors you were here, so if anything happens, anything at all, don't hesitate to call. And what's your cell phone number again? I don't think I put that in.
Honey.
Just, what?
Honey, he'll be fine, okay? Let's go.
I know you're right.
The odds of a babysitter calling 911... 1 in 1,400. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism, 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
Some of my friends said to me, George Wallace, you're always talking about you want to be such a Christian. Christ wouldn't do nothing like that. Well, he don't live down here no more. A lot of things changed since he left. I'm a very sick person. Very sick person. Watching TV in my room. We got too many stupid television commercials, too. Don't it make you sick? KFC Colonel Sanders on TV trying to rap, trying to dance. He need to be trying to make that chicken better. That's what he need to be doing. Chicken doesn't taste like it used to, does it? Y'all remember when we were kids and kids, chicken used to taste real good. Somebody's not using all 11 spices. I can tell you that right now. Some of these commercials, Taco Bell had a sandwich called a chalupa. A chalupa. I'm going, what the hell is a chalupa? I'm thinking, it must be that chihuahua we don't see anymore. Some of these commercials are crazy. Gatorade? I ain't drinking nothing. I'm going to sweat the same color. These people drink Gatorade. They get on the bicycle. All of a sudden, red shit coming out of the skin. Viagra, that's a commercial. A guy's taking a Viagra just before he gets in a race car. Getting ready to do 200 miles an hour. He just took a Viagra. You might grab the wrong stick. These stupid commercials. They have another commercial on TV running right now. Some religious organization, an ecological or environmentalist, have gotten together. It's about conserving energy. They said the SUV vehicles are consuming too much gas. And their follow-up is, what would Jesus drive? Y'all seen that? What would Jesus drive? Well, I'm pretty much the smartest person in here, and I figured it out. He would drive a Honda. That's what he would drive. Because it says in the Bible, Acts 2 and 1, we shall all be in one accord.
Doesn't know where it's going. pucker it now. And it just pooped in my face. Somebody give me a towel. My feathered friend, when you were in the nest, did your mama sit on you a little longer than the rest? Are you flying funny 'cause you're a sick bird? Or are you pretending to be disturbed?
Joe Keefe here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Written years ago, I was the inspiration of that song, Crazy Jaybird. Yeah! Years ago, I did a song contest, and the rule was you had to mention my name in the song. So Joe Keefe, he came up with a song about a bird that flies upside down. Oh, so clever. Hey, I am Crazy Jay, and I want to hear from you. So send me some email, won't you? It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can find me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. And the official website is rockincomedyshow.com. That's R-O-C-K-I-N-G comedy show. .com, but right now I feel like getting laid. Yeah, the medicine's kicking in, but the voices are having a party in my head. The straight jacket's on tight. I feel good rocking the 44th floor. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Desert Vest is slowly approaching on us. Next time on the Rockin' Comedy Show, a replay of last year's Rockin' the Fest show that I did with Speech Impediment Man out there. Coming up this hour, an interview that I did February 12th of 2001. Very funny guy, Henry Phillips, was in the studio, performed some great songs, and it's a great interview. I actually forgot about this one, so I'm going to play that one for you in our classic Crazy J moment segment of the Rockin' Comedy Show. But right now, I have a song that I would like to send out to Alex. He'll understand this one and know what I'm talking about.
Fellas, you ever get a girl back to your place for the first time? She gets all her clothes off and It's not exactly what you bargained for. I didn't know you had that throw rug down there in your britches, darling. You might want to put that back out on the porch. Put your clothes back on. I'd rather be alone. You think it's all worn out, now get on home. You've had too many lovers, they want off the hair. There ain't no way I'm going in there. Put your clothes on. Get on home. Should have never gone out. Should have never had a drink. Pick that thing outside, it's starting to stink. Your friends done told me where you have been. I feel sorry for all those men. Put your clothes on and get on home. Yeah, get that thing away from me. It looks like something your dog would eat. Singing nothing else set me free. I think that thing just barked at me. Early this morning it bit my leg. Oh, little darling, don't you make me beg. I put your clothes back on and get on home. Oh, God, I'm scared. I need medical care. I think three midgets just crawled out of there.
Run, boys!
I was fine before you came. Would you throw something over at a pitiful thing and put your clothes back on and get on home? Yeah, put your clothes on and get on home.
Yeah, nothing like a little Rodney Carrington here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Going out to Alex and all the little skank pusses that are out there. Anyway, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy Jay, and Alex, if you're still listening, I'm going to throw one more your way.
Do you think that I could get some?
Chicky, chicky.
Maybe get some little finger.
Sticky, sticky.
You my electrical lady bone flavor. I got to do you till the next song says ya. And can I get a little zip, zip?
Looky, looky.
Maybe just a little
looky, looky.
Hey, what you say? It doesn't matter anyway. You won't do another clue, so get in with me. You got the power of the hoochie. I got a fever for the flavor of the coochie. And then I mention, hey, pay attention. Gonna take that booty to the nudie dimension. I got the green glow under my car. I got the boom, boom, get some, you can hit real hard.
Oh, hey, 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 hey. Oh, hey, pretty shower. Oh, oh, hey, hey, hey. Oh, pretty, pretty flower. Oh, oh. What do I have to say to get inside, girl? What do I have to say? Oh, 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 oh.
Mm. Can I get a little yum yum,
kitty kitty?
Just a little something something,
itty bitty.
Do you wanna get triple X groovy? Give me some of that kind of movie. And then I sing you like a racket.
Wiki wiki.
Let me get your butt naked.
Licky licky.
Here we go. Yo, here's the scenario. Gonna strip you down like a car in your barrio. You got the power of the hoochie. I got the fever for the flavor of the Gucci. I'm your loving of a bedtime player. Call me the super sexy boogeyman slayer. You gotta be my first lady, Jackie. She got the power of the hoochie.
Use.
I'm going to get drunk on the 31st, rocking out to those guys at Desert Fest. It is Zero Fingers. Visit them at MySpace. They've also got a website, zerofingers.com. I'm Crazy James, sitting in my air chair, just kind of relaxing as the feel-good medicine starts to kick in. You can send me an email if you would like. Woo! Hey, that was a rush. That's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. We're going to take a break. When I come back, it's going to be an interview that I did with funny man Henry Phillips on February 12th of 2001. That was the year everyone was coming to the show because Crazy J was getting ready to move to Vegas. Now I got this plush studio on the 44th floor and none of them are coming. No, oh, we've had a great time the last couple of weeks. I don't know what's going on with me today. It's wacky, wacky, wacky time in my head and my pants. What? Did I say that out loud? Anyway, we'll be back. There's more show coming up.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Klimchak.
We'll take two peanut brittles. Raising money for school?
No, picking on your kid at school.
What? Our Henry?
I'm the class bully.
Well, forget the peanut brittle.
Look, I'm not going to pull any punches. Get it? But every day, I start fights with your kid on the playground.
But you...
I take his lunch money.
Honey, what do we do?
What do we do?
Hey, I've got some answers.
It's McGruff, the crime dog.
Bullies don't just walk up and introduce themselves. When kids worry about bullying, you have to read the clues. They may not want to go to school. Their grades may drop.
Our Henry hasn't mentioned a bully.
Ah, that's another thing. Kids don't want to talk about it.
I don't mean to twist your arm. Sorry. But you might want to get involved.
Well...
Oops, late for lunch. Gotta trip a kid with his tray.
How do you stop bullies? Well, with words to your kids, school administrators, other concerned parents, and by going to McGruff.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
What are you doing?
Filling out a loan application.
I can help you get approved, you know.
Really? How?
With this.
A bag of sand?
It's not a bag. It's a pouch. And it's not sand. It's credit fairy dust.
Credit fairy dust?
Yes. I sprinkle some fairy dust on the application, and your credit rating magically improves.
There's no such thing as the credit fairy.
An unbeliever now. But what will you think when your loan is approved?
I'll think my credit score improved because I paid my bills on time, kept my credit card balances low, and only opened a new card if I really needed it.
It's the dust.
It's sand.
Don't deny the credit fairy.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
You can visit us on MySpace. It's CrazyJ13. MySpace.com/CrazyJ13. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am your host, Crazy Jay. Coming up next week, a replay of the show we did at Desert Fest last year, Rockin' the Fest. Speech and I out there having a lot of fun. This year we got a lot of great things happening for the radio show. We got some CDs to give away, T-shirts, gift cards. It's an amazing assortment. We have tickets. We have all kinds of stuff. You're not going to want to miss it. So come on out to the fest. It is actually the actual day where all the bands play is going to be May 31st. But it is all of Memorial Weekend, Friday, Saturday. And everybody just pretty much picks up and goes home on Sunday. So check it out. For more information, go to the MySpace page, myspace.com/DesertFest63. Check out, get your information. If you're not a friend over there, friend request it. You'll get updates, instructions, directions, all that stuff of where you need to go to become part of the fest. And again, I mean, we got a great lineup. Sharon Paquette's going to be out there. Chris Valenti. Zero Fingers, Forbidden Zone is going to be out there. Dino Mike, I mean, it's just a great assortment. Dooryard, Dorlex, Just Some Dudes. I mean, just an amazing, amazing roster of bands are going to be out there. So come out. If you've never been, it's a great time. If you've been, come again, because you know we always have a fantastic time out there. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, we're going to go back in time to February 12th, 2001. This is an interview I did with very funny man Henry Phillips. Some of the songs he does on here still are not on an album, but are just so much fun. So let's pick up with me introducing Henry to the show. Hey, Henry. Thanks for being here.
Hey, how's it going, Crazy Jay?
Oh, good, Henry.
Good.
Glad you're here on the show.
Glad to be here.
Because you know you are the staple of romance.
That's right.
Whenever we have to rely on a romantic tune, we pull out a Henry Phillips song. But it's Valentine's Day, and you are the king of writing those romantic tunes like Mystery Girl and The Bitch Song and so many other greats.
Yeah.
But would you say that most of the songs you write about, the girls that you write about, is there a lot of truth to them?
Yeah, they usually start out basically as true stories. And then sometimes, you know, like, for example, the Bitch Song you brought up, I had, you know, I've always liked that song, She's Always a Woman to Me, from Billy Joel. And that song is basically, wow, she does all these awful things, but she's always a woman to me. And I was thinking about a friend of mine that I knew who's a girl that I was kind of seeing a little bit on and off. And I was thinking, wow, it's weird because it's just the opposite. She's got all these really great things going for her, and yet somehow she's a bitch anyway. So that's kind of where that song came from, sort of inspired by that.
Do you want to play that?
Sure. I think that would be a good way to start out Valentine's Day. She never was abused when she was younger, and her father never up and ran away. And even though her family gave her all the love she needs, somehow she's a bitch anyway. Me, I tried to be the perfect hero. I said I love you 1,000 times a day. I've showered her with presents bought from the finest shops in town, but somehow she's a bitch anyway. And when I tell her my funny stories, she says, well, I guess you had to be there. I play her my new song, she says it sucks. And when the evening news shows homeless people, she says it's their own damn fault. And then she hits me up for 50 bucks. She never is the first to say she's sorry, and she takes offense to every single word I say. And even though she lives in the richest country in the world, somehow she's a bitch anyway. She turned out a bitch anyway. She's always a bitch anyway.
Very nice.
Yeah, thanks.
I think all of us guys have known somebody like that.
Absolutely.
Well, what inspires you to sit down and write a song?
Well, it can be a combination of a couple of things. Either you know, I'm listening to the radio and I hear a song that really takes itself way too seriously, and my demented mind, for some reason, I can't listen to a song like that without saying to myself, man, I wonder how that song would be if it wound up going in this direction instead of the one that everybody assumes that it's going in. So that has a lot to do with it. And also, just observing, you know, just keeping an eye on things that go on in life, either with relationships or in politics or whatever, all the time. I think anything can make a good song.
Now, most of the songs you've written, sooner or later, have a little demented twist. Whether they might not start off that way.
Yeah.
People might think they're listening to a serious song, and then something goes wrong. But have you ever written a serious song?
Yeah, I used to have a lot of serious songs, and I used to play them at coffee houses and things like that. I'd spend a lot of money to try to get demos recorded of them. And the lyrics were always, you know, I love you and, you know, stuff like that. And to be frank with you, I couldn't get arrested. Nobody wanted to listen to any of my music. They didn't like it. They said it sounded too hokey or too folksy or too 80s or whatever it was. And so
not believable.
Yeah, exactly. So finally I'd be doing these coffee houses and stuff, and all of a sudden, you know, just singing and putting weird lyrics to them, and then suddenly you'd find people, you know, that are sitting there chatting and talking. All of a sudden they'd hear something and they'd be like, what the hell is this guy singing about? And then I'd turn their heads, and then they wind up at least having some kind of a reaction to it, which is better than nothing. So
right.
So I figured this is a better way to go, and I think the words are a little bit more honest, actually, than they would be if I was trying to write, you know,
truly heartfelt,
quote unquote, legit, you know, stuff. So.
Well, for my listeners who may not know, you have two CDs out.
Yeah.
But for my listeners that don't know, they need to pay closer attention.
yeah.
That you have On the Shoulders of Freaks and also Number Two.
Yeah.
So the question is there a number three in the works?
Yeah, actually, I'm starting to gather the songs together, and that's about as far as I've gone. I've got a couple of them, not anything really completed yet. But
written the lyrics on bar napkins, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, exactly. I've got the ideas. Now it's just a matter of fleshing them out.
Well, since it's Valentine's Day and you're here and you're doing some of your favorite love songs, so to speak,
yeah.
You do a song. I don't really remember the name of this song, and it's not on any of your albums, but it's about the girl that takes your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
This is a great song for Valentine's Day.
This goes out to all you lovers out there. You'll learn. First you stole my innocence, and then you stole my confidence. And then you stole my will, my love, and you stole my heart. And then you stole my silverware, and then my favorite beanbag chair. And then my books, my clothes, my tapes, and my Cuisinart. But I don't need damage assessed, and I don't need grievances redressed. I just wanna be with you, 'cause I need a little more abuse. First it was the guy next door, the one who owns the Labrador. And then the serviceman, the priest, and the tennis pro. And then while we were having sex, I think you took my Rolodex. Because you started calling everyone I know. But if it beats being alone, I'll be your social stepping stone. I just wanna be with you, 'cause I need a little more abuse. We can take a walk in the park, and you can steal my credit cards. And you can lie and cheat and take all my money. And I can let you have your space, and you can put me in my place. And if you meet some guys, you can say we're only friends. But if it beats being alone, I'll be your social stepping stone. I just wanna be with you, 'cause I need a little more abuse.
Oh, very nice. Henry Phillips is in the studio today. It's Valentine's Day, and why not celebrate it with some of the best demented romantic tunes that you can hear right here on the Crazy J Show. You're listening to this right here on RadioFreeWorld.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll continue on with Henry and those great love songs right after this.
Do we have to watch this show? It's so stupid.
Jenny.
Well, it is.
Something's wrong here.
Bobby, give me the remote.
Why? It's my turn.
Bobby.
Something's missing.
You guys always get to watch what you want. It's not fair.
Something critical. And because of it, millions of children are at risk. They're more likely to fail at school, drop out, get depressed, use drugs, experience or perpetuate violence.
Okay, okay. We'll watch this show, and then it's Jenny's turn.
He always gets his way.
Stop it, Jenny.
What's missing? It's a dad. If you're a dad, you are irreplaceable. And the most precious gift you can give your kids is your time and yourself.
Mom, why doesn't Dad call?
Is somebody missing you? It takes a man to be a dad. Call 1-800-790-DADS for more information. A public service message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
People do it every day.
I can play.
I can coach.
I can listen.
They do the simple, everyday things that can do the most to keep a kid off drugs. Because kids who have something to do are less likely to do drugs. If you can spare some time,
you can keep a kid off drugs.
To find out how, call 1-877-KIDS-313. A public service message from the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Month after month, we hear the laments. Where are the quality investments? Interest rates are down. Bonds and IRAs flat. Well, one investment has surfaced recently, paying enormous dividends. It's priced reasonably, it's simple to purchase, and while you can't buy it on the stock market, you can buy it at your supermarket. It's any product or packaging made from recycled materials. When you buy those products, the paper, plastic, metal, and glass that you've recycled gets put to good use, and recycling keeps working to help protect the earth. So look for products and packaging made from recycled materials and buy recycled. In a world of investments, it's the only one that means the world to all of us.
For more information, call Environmental Defense at 1-800-2-RECYCLE or visit www.environmentaldefense.org. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense, finding the ways that work.
Hi, this is Chris Valenti, Emotional Wreck, and you're listening to Crazy J Show. Thanks for listening. We hope you like it. And back to you, Jay.
All right. You are listening to RadioFreeWorld.com. We're here every Monday at 5. Coming up next week, he is the drummer that we all know and love of Weird Al's band. John Bermuda Schwartz is going to be here. And then 2 weeks from tonight, somebody you really like, Chris Valenti.
Oh, yeah, Chris Valenti.
You guys, you guys met at the Christmas show?
He's got some really good songs.
Yeah, of course you would say that. He sort of has the same mentality on women that you do.
Yeah, he's been abused a little bit, too.
Yeah, he definitely is the emotional wreck.
Yeah.
Now...
Oh, I want to say also, this is just a little bit of trivia. You know, we happen to be in the room where most of the studio stuff for my CDs were recorded.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
Right here.
So if it sounds the same as my record right now, that's probably why. Same mic, same room.
So, yeah, he is doing it live. It's not the CD, because the last song would have proved it, because that's not on a CD.
Yeah, that's true.
But going back to Chris Valenti, obviously you like his stuff, like we were saying, because
yeah. It's
sort of on the same line of view. You guys are trying to work out one of his songs together, correct? Like, he was mentioning something about...
Yeah, he wanted me to play a little bit of guitar on one of the tunes that he has that I think would be a really good... track to use with a band. With comedy music, sometimes it's to your advantage to have a band behind you, but sometimes it's a disadvantage.
Right.
If it's really a legitimately good song and you think you might be able to get some kind of airplay on it, then I say you go ahead and, you know, do it with a band. But if you're really trying to do it live, you know, people tend to respond a little bit more to just the guitar and the vocal, but he's got a great song that I think would sound like a really good
right first wife
tune with a band. Yeah,
first wife.
That's it. Yeah, that's I love that song.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
of course we played it today on the Valentine's show. So.
Oh, great. Yeah,
but
This is the Crazy J Show for those of you listening. Henry Phillips is my guest, and he's, of course, over the past, 10 years, have wrote nothing but really off-the-wall love songs?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
Favorite love song? Well, yeah, I would say the first time I saw you is probably my favorite. This is my favorite love song.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
Sure, that's All right. Perfect lead-in.
Yeah. Well, this song is... I don't know. I always get those kind of lines that girls give you to let you know off the bat that they're not interested. You know, like I'm seeing somebody, or I'm in a relationship, or I want to be home early, or how'd you get here? I thought I had a restraining order. Or where are you taking me? You pass my exit, get your hand out of my pants, and all that kind of stuff. Where you're sort of like, all right, this isn't really going anywhere. And this is a song about a date that I had one time that went horribly awry. I remember the first time I saw you. I went to your doorstep and rang the bell. Your parents told me your dog's name was Henry, and I laughed and said, hey, that's my name as well. And I remember your face as you came down the stairway, your ebony hair and your deep hazel eyes. At the sight of your beauty, I started to quiver, and I just couldn't think of the right things to say. And my hands started shaking, my heart palpitating, my palms started sweating, and I ran out of breath. And then I fell on the floor, and I started to vomit, and I lost all control of my bodily functions. You went to the kitchen so you could get paper towels to clean up the mess I just made on your floor. But by that time I'd already emptied my bowels, and I just didn't seem to give a damn anymore. So I took off my pants and started humping your doggy, and your parents threatened to call the police. So I yanked out the phone cord and I closed all the curtains and said, don't move or nobody leaves here alive. Neighbors woke up cause they heard the commotion, and they called 911 and they sent a patrol car and a vice squad and a chopper and a few hundred good men. And I had a gun, but it didn't have bullets. So here I am in this cold, lonely jail cell, thinking of you and the time that we had. And I know by now you're laughing about the whole misunderstanding, and I just get that same old feeling again. My hands start to shake and my heart starts to beat, and my palms start to sweat, and I run out of breath, and I fall on the floor and I start to vomit, and I lose all control of my bodily functions.
Oh, that's such a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Brings a tear to my eye. You can find that on your first CD called On the Shoulders of Freaks.
Yeah.
Available on Oleo still.
Yep.
You believe? I'm not sure.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's available. They're at 1-800-COOL-CDs or henryphillips.com.
Right. You can order it there.
Yeah.
This is the Crazy J Show, and Henry Phillips is our guest, and we are doing the show, the interview portion of today's show from Sunburst Recording Studios in Culver City. Big thumbs up to Bob Wayne.
Yeah, Bob.
Former former and still member of Big Daddy.
Yeah.
So he's providing us with the room today. Well, a couple of songs you've done over the years, of course, we have been like number one hits on the show. I think one of my favorites is probably because I like the Beatles and it reminds me of the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
That would be Hey Mr. Postman.
Oh, okay.
That's a perfect Valentine's Day song, too.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites. Do you you want me to go ahead and do that one?
Sure.
All right, cool.
Or we can save it till the end.
Well, I was thinking you might want to play the track just because you've got a couple of extra things in there with the phone call.
Yeah, but they've heard that.
Okay. Well, let's do it live. That's fine. This is a song that I wrote about. I forgot to set it up here. Yeah, I was in love with this girl, and, you know, we were getting along really great, and I was seeing her for about 3 months, and all of a sudden she had to leave to go to New York for a job, and she said, well, you know, when I get there, I'll call you, and I'll give you my new phone number, my new address and everything, and it's been about 7 years now, and I haven't heard anything from her, and I'm starting to wonder if maybe there's some problem with the postal system, because I know that they tend to screw things up.
You don't think she's just blowing you off?
Oh, I don't think so at all. No way.
Is her name Debbie?
No. Okay.
There's still hope, you're saying?
Yeah, there is hope.
Okay.
That's what this song's about. It's about directing anger in the right place.
I see.
Hey, Mr. Postman, it's been 3 long days, and I still don't have a letter from my baby. She said that she would write me when she got to New York City, and there's still no letter from my baby. Hey, Mr. Postman, what's the deal? Was the envelope not sealed? Or are you doing one of your crazy postman things? Did they overfill your workload so you lost my baby's letter? Or did the boss treat you like garbage so in order to feel better, did you go down to the office with an AK-47 and just blow the other carriers away? Please, Mr. Postman, don't delay. Hey, Mr. Phone Man, it's been 3 long days, and I still don't have a message from my baby. She said she'd call my voicemail when she got to New York City, but there's still no friggin' message from my baby. Hey, Mr. Phone Man, don't you think it's kind of funny with all your automated systems and your fiber optic networks that you still can't go 3 bloody days without screwing up my life? Well, even though I'm not a postman, I can still get pretty violent, and it takes more than weekend discounts for me to keep this matter silent. If I still don't have this message, I'll be waiting in the parking lot at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Hey, Mr. Phone Man, see you soon. Hey, World Wide Web Man, it's been 3 long days, and I still don't have an email from my baby. I've been checking this stupid email now for the last 60 hours, and there's still no friggin' email from my baby. Hey, World Wide Web Man, did you overload your server, or was something reconfigured? Did you overload your stock shares or something weird like that? Well, if tomorrow comes around and I still don't have my email, well, I wouldn't want to be you when you find an unknown package that appears outside your doorstep, and you find inside a lead pipe filled with rusty nails and nitroglycerin, and it blows your sorry ass to smithereens. Blows your sorry ass to smithereens. Hey, Mr. Postman, don't be mean. World Wide Web Man, don't mess with me. I'll blow your sorry ass to smithereens.
Yay.
Right.
Hey, are you sure she's not trying to blow you off?
I don't know. I'll let people decide that, themselves.
Do you, when it comes to writing songs, do you have any inspirations? Any favorite artists?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a big fan of all the great folk singers. You know, I love Bob Dylan. Everything from Bob Dylan to even, you know, I like James Taylor and Billy Joel, we said. And I'm a huge fan of Tom Waits. And I also have a liking for the more, shall we say, mainstream people like Neil Diamond and, you know, Barry Manilow and I like that stuff a lot.
I could see you covering Neil Diamond tunes.
Oh, yeah. No, I used to, actually. Yeah, no, he's a big inspiration for a lot of the songs that I write. Because I have a feeling that any kind of music that takes itself a little bit more seriously, a little too seriously, is really just asking to be made fun of. That's kind of the way I look at it. And it's hard to make fun of people like Tom Waits, for example, because he's got such a great, subtle sense of humor that there's the jokes are already
right.
in there. And same with Bob Dylan a lot of times. But there's some people that leave themselves open, and that's what I like to attack a little bit more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, this next song I want you to do isn't on an album, and it's not necessarily a love song, but it's just one that you do that I think is just hilarious.
Great.
And I don't know why you never put it on an album. Maybe you can tell us why. But this is the I'm a Druggie.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, this came from a time in my life, when I was really not doing well financially. And that's all changed now, of course, what with the CD having gone into the double digits and whatnot, you know. And now I'm making, at least four figures a year, which is nice. And low four figures, but nonetheless. this is just, I always kind of wanted to be a drug addict, but I couldn't afford it. And I'm always amazed when people are like, oh, man, I spend $800 a day on drugs. Well, that's pretty good if you can have that kind of money.
Exactly,
but,
yeah.
So I've always found myself trying to get myself high with more like, household objects. And that's kind of what this is. It's called cheap drugs.
Does it work?
No. Well, I'm a druggie. But I haven't got no money, so I can't afford cocaine, marijuana, heroin, or crack. Because I like, yeah, I would like to be a druggie, but I haven't got no money, that's a fact. I take drugs, but only cheap drugs. I'm into nicotine, gasoline, Dramamine, Listerine, caffeine. I'm into Sudafed and Benadryl and Geritol and Vicks and Vaseline. I take a shot of NyQuil when I get out of bed. I shoot a couple grams of sweet and low in my head. I once tried using K-O-Pectate instead. I got a good buzz, but I couldn't stop running to the head. I need help. I'm at the end of my rope. I got a monkey on my back and he only gives me inexpensive dope. I got Flintstones, vitamins lying on the floor. My head's a little queasy and my throat's a little sore. I think I'm gonna vomit and it really isn't funny anymore.
That's a good one.
I do like revisiting that song. That was actually the first song that I had. A little bit more trivia. Maybe more trivia than people want. But it's the first song that I had that used the word vomit in it.
So and, remember that, guys. It could be a test.
There could be, at some point, there might be a question, where you can win a CD. How many songs does Henry refer to vomit in? And only the people that know about that song that's not on either of the albums will get the answer right. It'll be one more than what they think it is.
Because it could be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
That's true. That
you
could
are
be,
fascinated
yeah.
with that show, aren't you?
Oh, I love that show. Well, I think the best part about that show is that there's really no time limit for answering the questions. I don't know if you've noticed that, but like a lot of times when they ask a question, people will go on forever, and they just kind of do their reasoning out loud. They'll say things like, well, I know it can't be A because, whatever. So I think it would be great to go on there, know all the answers, but just to reason out my logic and just have my logic be all screwed up, say things like, well, it can't be A because the last answer was A, so they don't do that, and B, Japan is not a country, so it can't be Japan, and then C, My parents used to lock me in the trunk when they'd go gambling, and sometimes they wouldn't find me for hours, and I'd suffocate and pass out. So it can't be Czechoslovakia. So I think I'm going to say D. And they'd be like, wow, yeah, it's D, but man, your logic's all messed up. And get all the way to $1 million, and people all over the world would be like, I can't believe this guy just made $1 million, and he's a complete idiot.
I think you would be the first guy to make Regis snap.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that would be fantastic.
Well, we have time for, like, two more songs.
Okay.
And the next one I want you to do is not a love song either. I'm saving the best love song for last.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure the name of this one either, because it's one that you don't really do too often.
Okay.
But one time we had a huge party in my backyard for one of the cast members on my show, and you sang this one. It's a little campfire song that David Koresh might have sang. Or
yeah, that's always something I wondered, is what kind of songs does a guy like that, you know, David Koresh, sing around the campfire? And this is probably pretty close. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All across this great big world, God loves every boy and girl, and some are just like a shining pearl. Some are just like gold or silver, 'cause everybody's different now. Me, I'm just another face in the crowd. I sing out strong and I sing out proud, and some people say I sing a bit too loud. Some just say I stink or suck or whatever they say now. Singing in the church choir all my life, 13 kids and a 10-year-old wife, and it sometimes gets to be quite a strife. When you don't have a job or employment, I live off the land now. Saturday nights I count my guns, and it takes a while 'cause I got tons, and one of these nights I'll go on the run. Go blow up a post office or an abortion clinic or something like that now. Smith & Wesson M16, trunk full of nitroglycerine, shall help me keep the country clean and blow them all to heaven or hell or wherever they want to go. I shot a lot of folks in Vietnam, and I love the smell of gas and a napalm bomb, and I'm hoping that it won't be long before I have my own army or militia like Hitler or Mussolini or one of those guys now. I think that's it. I don't think that was another verse. All right.
You should just always end it. Never tell people you're messing up.
Yeah. Well, that one, yeah, it's weird that you bring that one up, because I probably haven't played that song since that night. And even that night I might have...
Oh, you did.
Might have been drunk. Yeah, I might have messed up.
Not that you're drunk now.
Yeah.
That comes later. That comes after.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're going to go head out to a Chris Valenti show when the show's done here.
That's right. And, well.
He's having a moment.
Yeah. No.
This has been our Valentine's Day special here on the Crazy J Show, so we thought we'd bring you in because Cupid's a little booked right now. So you're
okay.
Of course, you're the next best thing to Cupid.
Well, great. Cupid canceled.
But you have, I think this is probably like the best song to end the Valentine's show with. And you may disagree. If you have another love song, then feel free to play that one. But I truly think that Mystery Girl would be like the ultimate.
Absolutely.
To wrap up with.
All right. Well, this one, it's about deception and relationships. It's just something that you encounter every once in a while. And it's this funny story. I used to know a girl named Susie, who was just a good friend of mine. And she, one time, she got a new boyfriend, and they had sex, and they used one condom. But the condoms come 12 in a pack. Apparently, and I guess that she saw him like a couple of days later and noticed that there was only 5 condoms left in the package. So she was like, you know, what happened to the other 6 condoms or whatever? And he said, well, I use them to masturbate, basically. Or in case you want to edit this later, to please himself, I guess. And so anyway,
you could say masturbate.
Okay, good.
You could say jerk off. Yeah. You could just say whatever.
I got a whole song about that.
Yeah,
too.
We know.
But anyway, she was kind of concerned, so she asked me as like her male friend, you know, have you ever done that before? And I was like, yeah, you know, I mean, I've done that once or twice. And she said, really, you've used condoms to masturbate? And I said, no, I'm sorry. I thought you meant have I ever lied to my girlfriend, which is something that I've done. So anyway, that's sort of a story that has little or nothing to do with this song here, which is about my failed relationships. And it deals with a girl that I was seeing here in L.A. for like a three-month period. And we eventually had to end it just because her period was lasting way too long for my liking. And it's called Mystery Girl. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she's all about. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she does. She says she doesn't have a job, but she drives a Ferrari and she lives in the Hollywood Hills. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she's all about. And she's always getting pages right in the middle of our dates. She has to go right away. She's a mystery girl. She pays her tab all in singles. She's a mystery girl. And then she comes home late in the evening, says she's not in the mood. She got rug burns on her knees. She's a mystery girl. No one knows where she's been. Once I found these weird fuzzy handcuffs in the top drawer of her dresser. She's got a tattoo on her ass that says insert here. She's a mystery girl. Oh, mystery girl, can you tell me why you cast me in your spell? How easily I fell into your game. You told me you were a virgin, but somehow mysteriously you gave me every kind of ED you can name. Oh, the pain of the mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. Every time I call her up, her machine says Candy Cane can't come to the phone. She told me her name was Lisa. She's a mystery girl. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much, Henry, for being here today.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Crazy J Show, and we're going to wrap.
Look at him, honey. He's studying the green. His hands are steady. His grip on the putter is perfect. His breathing is deliberate and relaxed. Adjust those legs, Ben, shoulder length apart. Concentrate. Be the ball. That's my boy! It's in the hole! Yes!
Is that good, Daddy?
Is that good? Yes, that's good. You're a natural. We gotta get you a set of clubs.
But he's three.
He's almost four.
The odds of a child becoming a professional golfer? 1 in 140,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism, 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Place your hand on your heart. Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. 5 heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action that would make your child's classroom safe today, wouldn't you do something? In a heartbeat. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Mr. Crazy J.
You're crazy.
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
They're a crazy religious cult.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm rocking you from the 44th floor. I'm your crazy, demented, out-of-control host, known as Crazy J. You can drop me an email if you would like. My email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also drop me a line through MySpace if you would like. Josh sends me a lot of email, and I love Josh because he likes to challenge me. He likes to find songs, some obscure songs, oftentimes songs that are really hard to find. Last week he requested Peanuts by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and was really surprised that I actually pulled that one out of the archives. He's done it again. So Josh, if you're listening, yes, I know who the Smokies are, and here's the song you asked for.
Sally called when she got the word. She said, I suppose you've heard about Alice. Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes. The limousine rolled up into Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice. Our initials deep in the bar. Me and Alice. Now she walks through the door with her head held high. Just for a moment I caught her eye. The big limousine pulled slowly out of Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice. Asked how I felt, and she said I know how to help. Get over Alice. She said now Alice is gone, but I'm still here. You know I've been waiting for 24 years. And the big limousine disappeared. I don't know why she's leaving, no way she's. I've been living next door to heaven.
Smokey's here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Living Next Door to Alice. You know, I told Josh if he finds a song that I can't find, I was going to throw in a prize pack and give him a couple CDs and a T-shirt. But, you know, it's 3 for 3, Josh. I've gotten all 3 right. But you know what? You've been such a great sport. Just go ahead and drop me your email address. I mean, drop me your address. The next time you send me an email, I'll go ahead and send you out a couple of CDs, one from Leaving Springfield, Plan B, a couple of T-shirts, that kind of stuff, because you've been awesome. I love your challenges, and they are phenomenal. So thank you for not just requesting the show, but for being such a great, great fan. And as you can tell, I'm excited. I'm stoked. Desert Fest is around the corner, and this time every year I get pumped. I love the fest. For those of you that don't go, you just don't understand the love that is out there. These people are great. I see only some of them once a year, and it's out there at the fest. The entertainment's going to be great this year. But I just want to party for the next 2 weeks because the fest is around the corner. So don't forget, next week, a replay of last year's Rockin' the Fest with Speech Impediment Man and myself. And for you iPod users, special podcast for you guys during your road trip going out to the fest. But right now, why not a song that's about vacation, making you feel good, taking a trip across the U.S., whatever you're doing this summer, if you're not going to the fest.
We went dancing.
We Don't you ever put a smiley face above the eye and lipstick on the mirror when you finally write.
I'm leaving!
When it's over, you won't see me. It's a stupid stage of grieving. I'll be playing Naked Twister with your mother and your sister. I don't understand why.
Latest from Zero Fingers from their new CD titled America's Most Wasted. That, of course, is Rosie's Neck. I'm rocking out here on the 44th floor. My name is Crazy Jay. This is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a couple of funny items, and then we'll get into the news. You're not going to want to miss it. There's a lot more still ahead.
In this column, you can see third quarter earnings are up 7% above projected growth. Oh, and as I mentioned to the board of directors, I'm an abusive father. Not only do I physically abuse my two young children all the time, I neglect them as well. I often leave them alone for hours at a time without any supervision.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
An ordinary sunny day. An ordinary family's living room filled with an ordinary bunch of kids. And they were doing nothing. They were couch slouching. They were rug imitating. And lazy minute after... lazy minute was passing them by. When suddenly...
Huh?
Hey, guys, that's a personal foul. Inactive activity on a sunny day.
Coming to the rescue was NFL running back Reggie Bush.
Players don't get lazy penalties. Let's play.
Those kids, they listened to Reggie. They got up and play they did. There was fun and running. There were smiles and jumping. And laziness was crushed.
Hey, kids, don't get a lazy penalty.
Kids, listen to Reggie and avoid lazy penalties. Be a player. Get up and play for an hour a day. Go online to check out smallstep.gov for fun playtime ideas.
So you can be a player, too.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Be a player.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy Joe.
I'm a loser, baby, so
Can be cool and yet fun. That's Weird Al Yankovic with the alternative polka right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Weird Al is back out on tour. He'll be in Las Vegas, well, Henderson, on June 27th at the Amphitheater. For more information about his concert dates, visit WeirdAl.com or check him out on MySpace. The dates are listed there as well. Again, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Earlier in the show, I played you a song about a stank puss. A skank puss, anyway. Oh, we got another one of those songs for you right now. Here's Todd Yon once again on the show.
I was watching TV with my buddy Stevie, and we saw the strangest thing. That had wings. I turned to channel 3 and what did I see but a lady who looked real rich, living on a hill, pitching Vagisil for the special feminine itch. I tried once more and flipped to channel 4 and I was shocked, I must confess. A gal who was chunky said that when she's smelling funky, she just squirts it with FDS. Well, it's on every station, an oversaturation of feminine hygiene. Douches and ointments and OBG appointments, and don't forget those maxi pads, cause they have wings. Let's all fly. Come on, give it a try. It's feminine hygiene. Looking for a lubricant, I still can hear her voice. Her mama done told her when a woman gets older, the muffin downstairs don't stay moist. Cause it's on every station, we're plugging up the nation with feminine hygiene day. Creams and lotions and all her emotions and all the water she retains. It's so insane, this game. There's too many names for feminine hygiene.
see a hysterectomy, or at least make them more damn appealing. Cause it's on every station, an oversaturation of feminine hygiene, and douches and ointments and OBG appointments, creams and lotions and all her emotions. Summer's even massing, killing when you wish you had your soul. Botox, Tampax, Dynacord, V-Sex, Norform, Pamprin, Feminique, and Replen. Stay free, carefree, all of them look the same to me. Monistat, Femstat, a plug for this, a pad for that. Motrin, Midol, in case you're suicidal. Panty liner, tampons, the list I have goes on and on. How do I end this song? It's so insane to me. But it's on my friggin' TV! Feminine hygiene, ho, ho, ho. Well, it's on my damn TV. It's feminine hygiene.
Girls, 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 all you gotta do is just squirt it with the FTS. Just make it smell like a basket of flowers. That's all you gotta do. Todd Yon here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Check him out online. He's got a website, toddyon.com. Very funny guy. Very funny guy. And I'm a very funny guy, too. So check me out on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. You can find a lot of the artists that we play on the show. They are my friends on MySpace. So just check them out and have a good time. I don't know about you, friends, but I feel like laughing. I feel like being informed. So why not combine the two? And let's do the news. Yes, it is time once again for Not in the News News. These are actual news stories that you can find on websites like FARC.com. That's FARK.com. There's Freep.com. You can go to Yahoo, click on Oddly Enough, and find stories there as well. What do you say? Let's do it.
Hey, you want to hear some great news?
We've got a great story to get things started with. This is about a story. This is a story about a tagger who gets a taste of his own medicine. A tagger caught scribbling on a hotel wall was grabbed and covered in green ink in front of a cheering crowd.
Oh, that's nice. That's music to a mother's ears.
Yeah, they get what they get, I guess. Quentin McCleavy, 21, an orchard worker of Hastings, was caught at the Havelock's North Turks Bar last month. When manager Dion Cooper tried to get McCleavy to clean up the scribble,
I am not cleaning this up.
He said, no. And started swearing at him. And I guess you could say the bar owner grabbed McCleavy and took his thick green pen, paint pen, and started drawing all over his face.
More fun than getting dirty.
Guess so. I asked him, how do you like that, mate? How do you like being drawn on? I put a bit on his clothes. He said, oh, sorry, mate. I've just wrecked your clothes. Like you wrecked my wall. How do you like that, you little dick?
Let me see my parents.
He then tossed McCleavy into the garden bar and threw the pen at him. There was about 80 to 100 people cheering. McCleavy earlier this month was sentenced to 150 hours of community work and supervision for tagging a railway control box and grandstand. McCleavy said yesterday that he was drunk when he tagged the bar and did not remember much about that night. I know it's really irresponsible, and I've learned my lesson now. I will never, ever do that again. It was so wrong of me. So I apologize from the deepest... Oh, I'm sorry, he didn't say all that. Last week we did a story about a guy that was suing the family's... the owner of the dog that he hit because it damaged his car. This is a great story as well about a dog. A New York woman has filed a $100 claim against Norwalk, Connecticut, saying a family outing during the Maritime Aquarium was ruined by dog feces.
Everybody and every creature has to poop sometime.
That's right. The woman claims her child's shoes, along with the entire outing, were ruined when her one-year-old stepped in dog feces outside the Maritime Garage.
Shit, everywhere.
You know, that is... Oh, stories like this just freaking piss me off. Our whole day was ruined.
He stepped in that pile of poop, and we're so distraught. We couldn't function. We couldn't enjoy the dolphins jumping out of the water because all we could think about was the poop on the bottom of his shoe. Our whole day was ruined, and we need to be compensated for the poop that ruined my son's shoe. It's ridiculous, stories like this. City Attorney Jeffrey Spar said the official response is that her claim is denied, which is great. And in his words, poop happens.
You may experience gas with oily discharge, increased bowel movements, an urgent need to have them, and an inability to control them.
That's right. Sometimes you gotta go where you gotta go. Kelly DeBrocky of Manapoc, New York, wants the city to reimburse her for $54 she spent replacing her toddler's ruined shoes and the expenses for parking and aquarium admission on April 5th. You know what, damn it?
That was your wife?
What a bitch. Exactly. Your kid is 1 year old. 1 year old! And you're buying him a $54 pair of shoes. Screw you, bitch. You're getting nothing. You're not getting a dime from the city just because your kid freaking walked in poop. Oh, I'm worked up over that story. Let's do a little lighter one. Maybe I can just calm down a little bit. A terrified aircraft passenger leapt from a plane as he prepared to crash land with engine failure.
Holy moly! That was nuts!
The unnamed man became gripped with panic when the two-seater Tiger Moth lost power at 1,000 feet. As the pilot made a 40-mile-an-hour emergency approach to land at the farm, the passenger unstrapped his safety belt, climbed onto the wing, and jumped out.
Are you going to tell me what I want to know, or am I going to have to show you my ass?
No, I'm getting there. The 65-year-old aircraft crashed into a hay bale. The pilot, who was uninjured, found his passenger lying in agony about 50 meters away with a broken leg. A report by the Air Accidents Investigation Branch said the passenger admitted becoming panicky.
What's his deal?
Well, he became panicky. He decided to jump because he was concerned that if the aircraft hit a hay bale, the engine would be pushed into the cockpit, causing him serious injury. The passenger worked for Flight Operations Delta Aviation. Delta boss Matthew Byatt said, "I've no idea what's going on through his head. He felt it was the right thing to do at the time." The incident took place in September as the aircraft landed near Redhill, Surrey, on a flight from Essex. Now, the strange part of the story is that the investigators found that in two earlier flights in the plane, the same passenger closed the throttle without warning. Bizarrely, he said he had done it because he wanted to give pilots the opportunity to practice unplanned forced landing procedures, but he denied closing the throttle the third time, which was the latest occasion. So two other times he was fine with it, but this time, we're going to crash into a hay bale. He goes apeshit and jumps out of the plane. That's just so freaking weird. Our final story of the week here at Not In The News, and it's a doozy. I always like to save the really good ones for last. A man, woman, and two teenage children apparently shared a house in Wisconsin with a corpse. That's right. They shared it with a corpse for 2 months before authorities found the body.
That's gross.
It definitely is gross. At least one of the adults in the house insisted the dead woman inside wasn't fully dead, and that they could pray her back to life.
Okay, it's official. I'm under the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, no kidding. She's not dead. Just be like, Father in Heaven, Grandma's not looking so good, and she's kind of stiff. It would be really cool, like, if you could just bring her back to life because, you know, we miss her and stuff. Sheriff's deputy in Janaul County, just east of Toma, went to home to check on welfare of 90-year-old Madeline Avalyn Middlesworth after the woman's sister reported she had not heard from her in some time. When deputies arrived, the woman who answered the door at first refused to let the deputies check on Miss Middlesworth.
Something's wrong with you. Really.
The woman, Tammy Lewis, finally relented and allowed deputy to search the house. He found Middleworth's remains in a heap on what appeared to be a toilet. Police reports indicate the smell of decay was overpowering.
What's that smell? Ooh, I know that smell.
Yeah, it's the smell of hot summer trash in the sun and dead fish. The deputy ordered Lewis to take both of her children, aged 12 and 15, out of the house due to the smell. Police say Lewis then refused to talk to them without her quote-unquote superior. That turned out to be Alan Bushy, who police say also goes by Bishop John Peter Bushy, self-proclaimed bishop. After Bushy arrived, Lewis told deputy... What is a self-proclaimed bishop? It's just some... Hi, I'm a bishop. Anyway, after Bushy arrived, Lewis told deputies that Middlesworth passed out a couple of months prior and that Lewis had propped her up on the toilet. She then claimed, quote-unquote, Bishop Bushy told her that God would raise Middleworth from the dead and that Lewis and her children prayed for days in hopes of that to happen.
Just exactly what reality are we checking?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. It's unclear what the relationship is between Bushy and Lewis or the relationship to Middlesworth. We do know that the children called her grandmother. Police say Lewis and the children shared the home with Middlesworth. The children have been placed in protective custody.
We must be a good influence on children.
The home is reportedly in decent condition, although Lewis and the children apparently used a pail for a bathroom because Middleworth's body was draped over the only toilet in the house. They also said that Bushy told the children that demons were making it appear that Middlesworth was dead, and that if her death was discovered, the children would be sent to public school and be forced to get jobs. Both Bushy and Lewis are facing charges of causing mental harm to a child and obstructing justice. That's going to do it for Not in the News. News, we got a little bit more happening right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. We'll be back.
Residence, Tooth speaking. Sorry, there's no credit fairy here.
What's that?
He magically raises your credit score? Yeah, there's no credit fairy. But you can improve your credit by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Money under your pillow? Sorry, kids only.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Think carefully. Do you remember what you had for breakfast this morning? Do you remember where you're supposed to be this afternoon? Do you remember the first question? Our children, your child, may not, because every day the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, language development, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. Will you remember that? A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
As a dad, you'll probably spend years teaching your son how to hit a baseball, how to throw a tight spiral and hit a receiver, how to spring off a diving board and hit the water, how to hit a one wood and a nine iron, how to hit the bullseye, how to hit the strike zone, hit a jump shot, hit the open man, hit the hockey net, and maybe the most challenging of all, how to hit the books. But the question is this: how much time will you spend teaching him what not to hit? Teach your son early and often that all violence against women is wrong. For tips on what to say, visit endabuse.org. Brought to you by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the Waite Institute for Violence Prevention, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hey, this is JT, formerly of the Uninvited, or JT of the Uninvited, which is formerly a band and is now not a band, but we used to be a band. But I'm still JT, and you're listening to The Crazy J Show.
Bumper kissing bumper on the 101. At the AC fights battle with the morning sun. There's $1 trillion out there.
Bye.
Lynch here on the Rockin' Comedy Show from the CD titled Superhero, Dr. Stevenson. You know what they say about gynecologists? Four fingers deep is way too much. Hey, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I guess throughout the show we've kind of had a tribute to Stankpuss. Stankpuss. Oh, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Ahead of that, we had the Leeds and their song called Uninvited Guest. Remember, you can drop me an email anytime at crazyj@comic.com. Visit me on MySpace. Check out the official website, rockincomedyshow.com, rockincomedyshow.com. But right now, how about some Plan B? Rockin' Comedy Show from their CD titled American Radio. That's Propaganda. Ah, we have come to the end. The medication has kicked in. I'm mellowing out. Getting ready for the Desert Fest. Remember, the next crazy rockin' freaking show you hear from me is going to be a replay of the show we did last year out at the Desert Fest, Rockin' the Fest. It was Speech Impediment Man and myself. And for all you iPod users that download the show that way, there's going to be a special broadcast just for you the week of the fest. It'll probably be posted Thursday night, so you're going to want to check into that for the secret Desert Fest show. I'm out. I'm going to leave you with some Zero Fingers.
She gets hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, doesn't come late. She never bothers the one that she hates. That's why the lady's a tramp. She doesn't like tight jeans with bare than Earls. She won't go to Harlem with their men's and pearls. She won't dance the dirt with the rest of those girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes them cool, knockdown cuckoo, groovy wind in her hair. Life without a care. She's broke, but it's oak. She loves California. It's cold and it's dead. Lady.